It was just after Christmas, 6 years ago, that 37-year-old Lori Hofflander was involuntarily committed to the psychiatric ward at St. Catherine's Hospital in Kenosha because she had threatened suicide. After 2 days on the ward, attorneys say, that threat had subsided, but staff was under doctor's orders to closely watch Hofflander. According to her attorney, Jerome Hiersman, that didn't happen.
The first notice that the unit has is a call from another part of the hospital saying, are you missing someone, at 6 p.m. on this December 30th day, because we found someone in the bushes downstairs and you appear to have a window open on your unit.
Hiersman says Lori Hofflander suffered permanent injuries after shattering her pelvis when she hit the ground from the third floor. Hofflander had removed a loose air conditioner from the window, tied bed sheets to the sill and her ankle, and tried to escape the ward. Lawyers for the hospital say Hofflander wasn't suicidal when she went out the window. She just wanted off the ward. John Hughes told the court, although hospital staff could not have foreseen it, Hofflander knew exactly what she was doing.
She also had called an accomplice to pick her up, to meet her on the ground. She had both tied the rope to break any potential fall, and if there was a problem with that rope, she had somebody there.
In addition, the hospital believes Hofflander's own actions prevent her from recovering damages. Her lawyers say she was committed to a secure ward and supposed to be under close watch. She wants to sue the hospital for negligence. St. Catherine's lawyer, John Nelson, says allowing that would change the way hospitals treat mental patients.
With a greater chance of liability, it could engender a retreat to bars on windows, prison-like treatment.
Hofflander's lawyers say hospitals can protect patients without reverting to medieval times. The hospital won its case at the circuit court level, and appeals court reversed in Hofflander's favor. Now the Supreme Court must decide whether Hofflander can sue for negligence. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.